Hour number two, Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Konezovic, Nick Kieser with you. Predators win 7-3 last night against the Buffalo Sabres. A nice bounce back, and we say hello now to defenseman Dante Fabro, who is on the line with us. Dante, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good, thanks.
Well,
how are you doing?
Oh, doing fantastic. And I know you have to feel good after a bounce back. That's what it was. New York was did not go y'all's way, as I know you've discussed. But to put up seven last night against Buffalo had to feel pretty good to skate out of there and then come back to Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, I think collectively as a team, we didn't obviously like our the outcome of the New York game. So, you know, we had a few things to kind of clean up, and I thought we did a great job with that and bouncing back in Buffalo.
What are those conversations like with your teammates when there is a game like that, like New York, you get on the plane, you go to Buffalo, do you kind of just let it, you know, shake it off as quick as you can, or do you let it fester for a little bit and use that chip on your shoulder in the next game?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, you know, obviously those games are tough to be a part of. I mean, it seemed like everything was kind of going wrong for us, and, you know, there's a few structural things that we were definitely loose with and needed to clean up. But I think for the most part, there's a few lessons in there that we can learn as a team and, you know, as a group. But, yeah, I mean, kind of moving forward into the Buffalo game, our message was just to kind of get off to a good start and kind of fix the areas that, you know, were going wrong in New York. And I thought we did a great job at that and a great job of responding. You know, so a couple guys had a couple big nights, and you know, we kind of needed that that offensive power that in Buffalo just to, you know, kind of get us kickstarted. And you know, we were able to score a couple goals and played really well defensively. So it was a good game all around.
We're chatting with Dante Fabro, Predators defenseman, and yeah, you mentioned a couple of the young guys. That Luke Evangelista kid, I think he's going to make it. His fourth and fifth goals of the year. He does it on the same shift. Pretty incredible to watch.
Yeah, I think you look at his skill set and, you know, how confident he is with the puck and making plays. And, you know, it's obviously great to see. And just him as a person is amazing to be around. He's honestly extremely funny and just a very likable a guy in the locker room. So, you know, I was very happy for him last night. And you can kind of see his game starting to take off a little bit. So it's good to kind of see that offensive side of him and kind of see what he brings to the table. And it's, you know, it's obviously exciting to watch.
Yeah. And, you know, you watch these guys and we talk about the young guys. You're 24. You're right there in that group for sure. But you see guys like Evangelista and Novak and Glass and, you know, in Tomasino making an impact with this team after all the changes. What does that do for guys like yourself that are veterans on this team when it comes to just, you know, adding a little energy to the room?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with all the trades that had gone on and, you know, gave opportunity to some guys who maybe didn't have it earlier in the year. And, you know, some guys got called up and, you can kind of see right away they, you know, were making impacts in different ways in the game. And especially with the, you know, those four guys that you had mentioned there, you know, they've done a great job to, you know, I guess add layers to their game and continue to grow as a player. And so it's been great for our team. And, you know, they've stepped up in huge ways that, you know, our team needed them to. And so it's been great to see. And, you know, hopefully we can continue this kind of down the stretch here because, you know, we're playing a lot of meaningful games and, you know, we're kind of right there. So we just got to keep pushing and, you know, try and continue to win.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You mentioned, Dante, that, you know, you make the trades and you see some guys leave, but you guys are right there in the fight. And so that has to give you confidence no matter what happens this year. But for the future moving forward as this team gets a little younger and it looks towards the future.
Yeah. I mean, maybe from, you know, inside looking out, like our team aspect, you can see how hard we work every night and, how competitive, we try to make games. And, you know, I think that's just exciting. I mean, you know, when all the guys are kind of pulling on the same rope and, you know, kind of moving towards one goal is exciting. And, you know, coming to the rink, I think we all know what to expect out of each other, and it's been great. And I think, you know, it's put a lot of trust in our coach with everyone, and you know, believing in, you know, us to, you know, get the job done. And so it's been awesome right now. And so I just gotta, like I said, just gotta keep this thing going and keep winning games and playing the right way at the same time. So I thought we've done a pretty good job so far at that.
Talking to Dante Fabbro, Ryan McDonough was back in the lineup last night, and it made an impact, a goal and an assist for him. You know, I know we've talked about him before, but how just big of an addition has he been this year? And having him back last night, how big was that?
Yeah, I think anytime you get a veteran guy like that back in the lineup, it's huge for a team. I think it's a big confidence boost as well. And you know, you can just see his puck play and his decision making is, you know, just second to none. So it kind of calms everything down and, you know, allows for, you know, things to happen out there and develop. And you know, he's obviously been in the league for a long time, and he's kind of seen everything. And you know, for us to have like a veteran guy and you know, that kind of presence even in the locker room is huge for our team. Like you said, we're pretty young right now, and you know, having that leadership is huge. And you know, he's a guy that kind of leads, you know, on and off the ice, and it's awesome to see him back and healthy and playing.
Yeah, and you know, I completely agree 100% having him in there. But Tyson Barrie was another guy I wanted to ask you about that was acquired at the trade deadline. He's made an impact, another veteran guy that's been around this league for a while. What has he brought to the room?
Well, he's actually, you know, he's hilarious. So it's good to have some personality in the locker room. And you know, obviously his play speaks for itself. He's a highly offensive D-man, and you know, he's been able to put up some points. So it's been great to see, and he's kind of fit right in. So it's you know, it's probably been a little bit tough for him just because, you know, when he did get traded, we were traveling for, you know, those two weeks, and then we're home for a couple of days and then back on the road. So it'd be nice for him to probably just trying to get settled in here in the next couple of days while we're home. And but yeah, he's been awesome, and it's a great addition to have to our team and locker room.
Haven't had a chance to talk to you since the contract extension. What does that mean to you? Of, you know, looking at the kind of the transition with David Poile retiring, Barry Trotz coming in as the new general manager, that they wanted to, you know, have faith in you or show their faith in you and give you that 1 year extension. What did that mean?
Yeah, it meant a lot. I mean, anytime you can obviously stay where you're at, and you know, I love this team and love this city, and so for them to obviously offer me that the extension, it was a bit of a no brainer. And you know, just kind of continue to try and build my game. I mean, it's I think all in all, it's been not the year, you know, probably everyone expected, but you know, right now we're kind of looking at the team we have right now, and you know, we've been playing really well. But you know, I'm just excited to be here again and be here with this group of guys, because you know, I think looking at the guys now, like, you can see there's, you know, there's something here, and you know, I want to be a part of that.
Well, I congratulations on that, and glad that you can be. And hey, we'll see what happens the rest of the way. Dante, appreciate it this morning. Good luck against Seattle, both games. And also, try to enjoy Saturday a little bit with Pekka's statue going up. I know that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, have a good one. Dante Fabbro, Predators defenseman, joining us here on Chase and Michelle. And